This is episode 46 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Your host, Joshua Ferris, is back. Another week, another episode. We are always on the grind. Let me tell you, I've got a lot going on. As I alluded to in the last episode, went on a big trip to Richmond, Virginia. 32 hours in a car. Let me tell you, there is not anything else that compares to being in a car with somebody for 32 hours. You really get to know the people you're with a lot better. You get to create memories. And although the trip itself, like what we did while we were in the locations we were in, yeah, I'll remember it. They were great. But the car ride itself and the stories and jokes we've made will last a lifetime. And that's what it's all about. But before that, before the trip, I'd went to Village Inn. If you don't know what Village Inn, it's kind of like IHOP, somewhat comparable. It's a breakfast place, somewhat fancier, more old-timey. It's pretty good. Well, my girlfriend and I, we had went to Village Inn a couple weeks ago, and that's where this episode was inspired from. Because sometimes in life, you hear things, and you're just at awe by what you hear. You're like, what did I just hear? You're confused. You're shocked. And sometimes, you just want to go,
what did you say?
And that's exactly what happened while we were in Village Inn. Okay, sometimes you just see things that make you uneasy. You get left with so many questions. You're like, what the heck is going on? I was very uncomfortable, and I felt like the situation was really awkward when we were at Village Inn. And the whole story surrounds a little steak. Okay? Now, like I already said at the beginning of the episode, Village Inn is a breakfast place. You're not going to be getting a little steak, okay? You're not getting T-bones and fillets. That's not happening at Village Inn. That's like going to McDonald's and trying to order a steak. It's not going to happen. So you got to know where you're going. Well, the story is they were closing at like 9 o'clock. We were there a little bit before that. I think it was around 8:30 while we were there and eating. We got there a little before that. But we got our food around 8:30, 8:40-ish, somewhere like that. And we're sitting there, and this old gentleman walks in to the restaurant. I mean, he was older. He's probably in his 70s, if not later than that, from what he looked. He was a bigger gentleman, and he came in. He had a little bitty child with him, like little bitty. We thought maybe 2.5, 3, somewhere in there. The kid was small. And he's like, yeah, are you guys closing? And he's like, yeah, we close at 9 o'clock. And he's like, well, it's his little birthday tomorrow. We want to treat my little buddy. And he's like, yeah, we can sit here, whatever. So they went and they seat him. And the whole time he's like, yeah, it's my little buddy's birthday tomorrow. It's my pal's birthday tomorrow. And he kept going on and on about how it's his little buddy, his little pal, his little friend, and that it was his birthday tomorrow. And I was pretty uncomfortable with the situation because a major red flag arose to me right away. He never once said the kid's name. And that struck me in a wrong way. I don't know about you. If you're listening to this story, maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't. But I feel like even if I'm a grandpa or an uncle or whatever, I'm going to know the kid's name that I'm with. And maybe he just never called him it, and he knew it, but it just did not feel that way to me. I was left very uneasy. I'm sitting there trying to eat my over-easy eggs while my stomach is uneasy because I'm like, okay, what is going on here? Is this like a kidnapping situation? I was really uncomfortable by the whole thing and just had so many questions. And furthermore, we keep going on. We're eating. You know, my girlfriend and I, we're doing our thing. We're talking. And she's thinking the same thing I'm thinking to a certain extent. She's like, okay, this is kind of weird. Because, granted, it was almost 9 o'clock at night. Who is taking probably a 3-year-old out at 9 o'clock at night? They should be in bed an hour and a half ago. Like, what are you thinking? You're crazy, man. But we're like, okay, this is really weird. We could see it in each other's eyes. We were laughing. We were talking about it. But I was definitely on the red flag side of, okay, this is a bad situation that's going down right now. Granted, I don't necessarily think it was, but my mind was racing, and I was uneasy about the whole situation. So then they get seated. There are a few booths behind us, you know, social distancing, so it wasn't the booth right behind us, so on and so forth, all that good stuff with the world we're in today. And they're sitting there. The lady comes up to help them and take their order. And the guy's like, yeah, what do you want, little buddy? And he didn't really say anything. And he's like, yeah, get my little pal a little steak. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have steak. He's like, you don't have a little steak? She's like, no, just breakfast food. I mean, this guy had to be eat up or something. What is going on? You don't go to a breakfast place for a little steak. And what three-year-old needs to be eating a steak at 9 o'clock at night? The whole situation was just bizarre. You know, sometimes in life, there'll be situations that just make you feel uneasy. You're like, ooh, that gives me bad vibes. You know, it's a gut feeling of what is going on. This is unusual. That's exactly what I had in the little steak situation. He never once said the kid's name. He was like patting him on the back, being all touchy-feely with him, and saying it was his birthday yesterday. Then when they're there at the table and she's taking the order, he orders a little steak for this three-year-old at a breakfast restaurant. And then he's like, yeah, it's his birthday today. So I don't even know if it was his birthday at all. Don't even know if he was three, but he was a little guy. And it was just an awkward situation. So didn't get a little steak because they didn't have it. So gets him like chicken strips, I'm pretty sure, or some type of chicken. And he's like, yeah, I'm not super hungry. I already ate, but I'll take a big thing of onion rings. So he got onion rings, and the other kid just got like a kid's meal. And they get their food, they're eating, they're doing their thing. And, you know, I'm not trying to eavesdrop. We're trying to mind our own business. But like I said, when something peculiar like that happens, it's very hard to not be invested. Okay, it was like we were watching a drama series, and we were coming up to the climax of like, when stuff was about to hit the fan, okay? It was about to get wild in there. We were like, too bad we didn't have popcorn while we were sitting there, because we were engrossed in the situation about the little steak. And they're sitting there, they're conversing, they're doing their thing, and by conversing, I just mean this old man is talking to this little kid. The little kid is not responding at all. I don't even know if he can talk. But this old man is going on and on about, oh, little buddy, make sure you eat that, and do this, and rah, rah, rah. Let me tell you, it was just, still, the bad vibes were flowing. And then, didn't necessarily get bad vibes from what happens next, but I am like, what did he say? I have so many questions. So they're sitting there, and he's like, yeah, after this, we're going to have to go to Walmart and get your present, pal. I'm thinking, it's going to be almost 10 o'clock at night. How is this kid not tired? Heck, I wanted to go to bed. I was a sleepy boy. Put me to bed. It is late. But no, this three-year-old, man, he was rocking. He was ready to rock and roll and party all night long, apparently, because it was maybe his birthday, or maybe it was tomorrow. Apparently, the grandpa doesn't even really know. So, they're going through, they're talking, and he's like, yeah, we're going to go to Walmart and get you your present. You can pick out anything you want, anything from the store. And the little kid finally responds. First time I heard him talk, he said, I want a turtle. So the grandpa's like, yeah, you want a turtle from Walmart? I mean, last I checked, Walmart's not the number one seller in turtles. I could be wrong. You know, things have changed. Walmart sells just about everything. But I still don't think they're selling turtles. But maybe this kid knows something that I don't know. And the grandpa's like, just a turtle? That's all you want? We'll get you anything you want, little guy. Anything for you, buddy. Not just a turtle, we'll get you anything. I'm thinking, okay, this is weird. You know, it rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't know what was going on. I don't know how I feel. I still don't know how I feel about the situation, to be honest. It was one of the most unusual, bizarre, awkward, whatever word you want to use to describe it. It was just weird. One of the weirdest situations I have ever been involved in. And really, it didn't even involve me. I just happened to overhear it and just kind of be there and be a witness. You know, fortunately, I don't think there was anything wrong happening, you know, which is good. But it just did not seem that way. It seemed like there was a bad vibe going on. I was getting red flags. And like I said, sometimes in life you'll be in situations where things just don't sit right with you. You're like, okay, that looks bad. That looks weird. You know, while we're in Richmond, Virginia, the hotel we stayed at had one king-size bed. So I'm in a room with two other guys. So we had three guys cuddled up in one bed. Somebody walks in with no context. They're probably going to be like, oh, this is weird. They're going to be like, oh, okay. You know, it wasn't that way at all. But again, when there's no context in certain situations, you may think, okay, this is awkward. Didn't mean to walk in on this. Didn't mean to be a part of this. You never know. And that's the thing. It ties into being judgmental. You know, they always say, don't judge a book by its cover. So again, I shouldn't have been irrational about, okay, maybe this is a really bad situation going on. You know, maybe it's a kidnapping. I had no idea. I shouldn't have thought like that at all, because you can't judge a book by its cover. This could have been maybe a grandpa who just got back from a big vacation or something, or you never know. Maybe he hasn't been able to see this grandson or nephew, whatever the case may be, or even just friend, for a very long time. I don't know that, and I will never know that. But an important takeaway is, again, to not judge a book by its cover. Because you don't know the shoes other people are in. The expression of walk a mile in their shoes to find out what it's like, it's 100% true. Everybody goes through different things. Everybody has different aspects in their life that have made them who they are. They've made different choices to become who they want to become. All of that. It's just, the counter of that is people instantly judge. And I can understand why, especially in situations when you get these red flags that arise. So the takeaway is not to judge, but also you still have to keep a guard to a certain extent. Because sometimes you will notice things that are happening that shouldn't be. So you still have to pay attention to little cues and things like that. But it's important to not instantly assume that bad things are happening. You know, keep an open mind that good or bad could be happening. Because at the end of the day, you don't really know what that person's going through. You don't know the situation they're in. You don't know anything about it. So don't just instantly judge. You know, if you really need to, ask. Now, I definitely wasn't going to ask, because like I said, the whole thing was awkward. You know, in just a recap, you're coming in super late with a little kid. You never call him his name. Then you try to order him a little steak at a breakfast place. And then you get a big thing of onion rings when you said, oh, I already ate, I'm not hungry at all. But you get a large thing of onion rings and then try to make the little kid eat the onion rings too. Oh, you want some, little buddy? And then you tell him you're taking him to Walmart and he wants a turtle. And you say, well, we'll get you anything you want. Anything, not just a turtle. We'll get you anything. It's going to be dang near 10 o'clock at night. This kid needs to go to bed. Now, I don't know if they went to Walmart or not. We finished our meal. We carried on about our business. We paid. We left. And then we talked about it the whole way home. And let me tell you, some things that happen that are weird, unusual, bizarre, they become little inside jokes with you. And I'm sharing the inside joke because I just found it so funny. I'm sharing the story. But We didn't stop there. You know, it didn't stop. To this day, my girlfriend and I, this happened weeks ago, we'll still bring up, oh, you want a little steak? You know, she asks, oh, what do you want me to cook for dinner? I'll be like, how about a little steak? It's just a joke. And it's something that I won't forget either. You know, like I said, I won't forget the memories I made on my trip to Richmond, Virginia. I also won't forget this old man coming in with a little child to Village Inn trying to order a little steak. There are some things in life, big, small, bizarre, whatever, there is just some memories you make when you least expect to make them. And that's also an underlying message of this whole episode, Look for those little messages. Treasure and cherish those little times when you least expect a memory to be made. One can be made. And they can be made that last a lifetime. And you can make them with just about anybody. You can make them with your friends, your family, your significant other. You can even make them with strangers. Because let me tell you, although I will probably never see this man and the little boy again, if I ever did, I would definitely know that they were the culprits of the little steak. I wouldn't ever forget it. I also will never forget the inside jokes I have made with my girlfriend about the little steak. And I'll also never forget the inside jokes I made on the trip to Virginia with my boys. So it's things like that. You don't always expect memories to be made in that moment, but you always can. There is always opportunity to create an inside joke, a memory, out of almost nothing. That's going to wrap up this episode. A little bit shorter episode this week, but like I said, there wasn't a lot of content there, but we stretched it out pretty good. We talked about the whole situation and all of the lessons that kind of twine into it. They're intertwined together. And it took me a little bit to come up with, but, you know, I was sitting here thinking, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? And all I could think of in my mind was, you know, I just want a little steak. So hopefully you found some laughs, found some insight, or, you know, just found something you could take away overall. Because that's the goal here on the fairest podcast of them all. That's going to do it for this week. As always, you have to like, share, subscribe, follow, tweet, tell your friends, tell your mom. You know, just tell anybody. Let them share it, because then they got to share it. Tweet, follow, subscribe. They got to do all that too. But like I said, thanks for listening. I couldn't do it without your guys' support. I really do appreciate it. And as always, we will be back next week with another episode. Until then, hang tight, live life, and if you need to, cook up a little steak.